Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, living in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Fear of the Lord.
A reading from Psalm 128. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Blessed are you who fear the Lord, who walk in God's ways. For you shall eat the fruit of your handiwork. Blessed shall you be and favored. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Behold, thus are they blessed who fear the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's a strange word, fear. It's both gift and challenge. Transforming and consuming. Today in Psalm 128, we hear that we are blessed if we fear God. Fear. What does this word mean to you? What feelings does it evoke in you? What memories? What dreams that have awakened you in the middle of the night? It's said that the opposite of love is not hate, but fear. And yet we're told hundreds of times in Scripture not to be afraid. So how do we understand this pearl of wisdom? Blessed. Blessed are those who fear God. In fact, the fear of the Lord is said to be one of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, right up there with wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, and piety. Who would be without these virtues, and how do they come together to shape our spiritual life? Let's look at the place of fear in our own lives. I dare say that each of us could name a number of personal fears, both reasonable and unreasonable. A whole science has been developed around the experience of fear, or phobia, as it's called. Is fear a bad thing? Not always. Fear can be a very valuable tool in our lives. It can save our lives. Fear of falling, fear of drowning, fear of fire can keep us away from dangerous situations. Fear can protect us like a shield from threatening circumstances. Fear makes us stand back or hold back from a power that is greater than ourselves. And what power is greater than God? Psalm 128 tells us that our fear of the Lord is about awe, reverence, respect, a kind of wow experience that could overwhelm us in our vulnerability. Yet the psalm goes on to promise us that if we fear our Creator, we will be given further gifts to walk in God's ways, to eat the fruit of our handiwork. We will be blessed abundantly and favored beyond what we could have done on our own. Today, we're invited to embrace the fear and befriend our all-powerful God, to face God and let ourselves be taken over by God's power. It's time to trust that beyond the fear of being overwhelmed will be the experience of being held and accompanied and transformed by grace. In the words of Julian of Norwich, all will be well, and all will be well, and all manner of things will be well.